Praise the Lord. And message number 204. The title of the message is Evangelism, Part 4. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, and let's read from verse 5 to verse 9. 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 5 to verse 9. After I go through Macedonia, I will come to you, for I'll be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I'll stay with you a while, or even spend the winter, so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for this time you give us your word, that you lead us, that you teach us how to serve you, how to use the spiritual gifts, and how to be discerning, and how we will take the opportunities that you give us and we use them for our glory, to bring the fruit that you desire to see in our lives. I do pray that this message will help us, will be a blessing to each and everyone who listen, that through this message you will raise up workers, that you will strengthen those whom you had sent, and those who are serving you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord, who are doing your work and your will. I do pray in the name of Jesus that this message will help them to stand firm, to be assertive, to be discerning, that they are doing the very work of yours that you ask them to do. I do pray for more souls to be saved. I pray for more areas, cities, towns, villages, groups of people, languages, towns will be invaded with the gospel, and many souls will come to you, Lord. I pray also, God, that you will do more miracles, and you will help the workers who are serving you, Lord, that you will work with us and deliver us from the evil one, and you will bring more repentance to different kind of people, to different kind of sin. They will renounce and they will repent, and they will surrender their life fully unto you, God. I do pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished, and you will reap the harvest that you desire to see in our lives and the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The city of Ephesus was a city in the province of Asia Minor, over the Mediterranean Sea, a city that was inhabited by Jews, and the majority of the city was Greeks. In the city, as we read in the books of Acts, chapter 19 and 20, there was a Jewish synagogue. And also in the same city of Ephesus where the temple of the goddess Artemis, which brought worshippers from all over the world, and those worshippers who came to the temple of the goddess Artemis in the city of Ephesus were contributing to the city financial prosperity. We know that Paul reached the city in his missionary, in his mission journey. Paul reached the city of Ephesus, And here is that city through traveling through the land. And we know that through the book of Acts 19 that he met 12 of the disciples and he baptized them in the name of Jesus. And when he laid hand on them, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And through these 12 disciples, the mission of the Lord started in the city of Ephesus. Paul planted the church with those 12 disciples, and he started to reach the start to preach the gospel and reach out the people there with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and with the word of God. And we know that he faced opposition to preach there the gospel. There were the obstinate Jews there who opposed the message. Later on the persecution was from the local Greeks, the pagan, because they were running business. They were making a shrine of the goddess Hermes, and when Paul was preaching and the church were preaching, many people get converted, and the business of selling these shrines were affected, and so they start to oppose Paul, and they start to oppose the message of the Lord and the mission of the church that he ordained for his church and his people in that particular city. In the passage that we have read, Paul was writing to the church in Corinth. He was writing to them from the city of Ephesus, and he was telling them that he wanted to visit them, and he wanted to stay some time with them, but also he was telling them that if the Lord permit me to do that, I will do it. But as of now, I am at the city of Ephesus, and I am staying there until the day of Pentecost. And he was telling them that there is a great opportunity had been opened to me. We must understand, evangelism should have a strategy and a principle. We need to observe in choosing the places that God is calling us to reach out. We should be led by the Holy Spirit of God, and we should be discerning to do that. From the passage that we have read in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and from what Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, there are certain thoughts, plans, and attitudes and actions of Paul we can observe, and from them we can apply today in our mission work and in our evangelism to reaching a new people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and with the word of God. The first principle is concentration on the goal. You know, Paul said to them in verse 8, he said to the Corinthians, but I will stay on at Ephesus. Paul's desire was to visit the church in Corinth, but he suppressed that desire and he fixed his effort on the city of Ephesus and on the noble goal that God had opened for him and he would expect from him to achieve. We know that Paul had visited the city of Corinth and he stayed there 18 months, and after that he left the church there, and he was following them through letters. The meaning of the word Corinth is satiated, which means also full and satisfied. Truly, Paul, he did all he could to do to the Corinthian church. And we know that also from the scripture that the Corinthians, they were not satisfied much with what Paul labored for them. Now, of course, Paul was still thinking of them and to go and to visit them. But they are full and satisfied. And Paul, even if he would go, he will not be able to do further for them unless they would be repenting themselves. They need to repent themselves so that more things need to be done to them. In evangelism, we should understand that certain people whom we have done our part and they are not satisfied, we should no more give our attention and concentration and our effort to them. Paul knew that fact very well, as he wrote and he mentioned to them, although he said, I will come, I want to visit you, and I want to stay with you. In verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 7, Paul said to them, to the Corinthians, I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. So he knew very well that he should not concentrate at the present moment on the Corinthians. Paul truly was clear, his mind was clear, that the Lord should work now on the Corinthians, and he, Paul, should concentrate on the city of Ephesus and the church there. The meaning of Ephesus is permitted. Why he say, I will stay on at Ephesus? Because God permitting him, God giving him the permission to stay at Ephesus. The word permitted have the following meaning. It could be illegal, allowed, indoors, and officially recognized. It means something that for us as Pentecostal, something that the Holy Spirit clearly spoke about it, endorsed it to us, officially recognized by the Holy Spirit. Paul realized that Ephesus is God's choice and target for him to stay at that moment to evangelize and spread the word of God there. This point is very important point for us today in evangelism. We need to grasp where God wants us to concentrate, which place, to which, and to which people, so that our effort will bear the fruit that God had called us to bear for him. But I will stay on at Ephesus. I pray that God will speak to you, that you can say, but I will stay on at where the place that God had called you. Many people, when they face opposition in evangelism, they want to quit. But we should realize where God permitted you, where God had endorsed you to stay, and which area, which people God had endorsed for you to care of. This is the first point. Concentrate on the on the goal and the target, or the city, or the place, or the people that God had called you to minister. The second point is to be patient. Paul say, but I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost. Paul stay long at Ephesus. He stay. If you will read book of Acts chapter 19 verse 10, it say that this went on for 2 years, so that all Jews and Greeks who live in the province of Asia hear the word of the Lord. So minimum 2 years here. You get a hall and you continue to preach in that place for 2 years. Paul stayed until Pentecost. The feast of Pentecost was for the Jews, but for us Christians it was, and it is, a celebration commemorating the pouring of the Holy Spirit over the disciples. And for us today, staying on until Pentecost is until that the real work of the Holy Spirit and God manifest clearly in our midst. We need to be patient, waiting till the period that God wants us to wait. And really, Paul, as he stayed till that particular time that God wanted him to stay, God did extraordinary things. We can read Acts 19 verse 11 and 12. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even the handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirit left them. So be patient. Be patient so that the work of the Holy Spirit shall be fulfilled in your midst, and more miracles and more people to be saved through your ministry. Third point that we learn from Paul. Paul appreciated the great task God delegated to him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9, when he told them, but I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost, in verse 9 he told them, because a great door for effective work has opened to me. Paul comprehend the honor of God and what he gave him when he found himself in a city with a strong opposition and strong resistance to the Lord's message. The great door of resistance in the eyes of Paul was recognized as a blessing from God. The door of resistance, that when he was facing resistance, he called that resistance a great door. In the same way, can you grasp the resistance that you are facing today? Can you grasp it and conclude that is a sign that you are at the right place and where God had called you to spread his word and the message and the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Opposition is an invitation for you today to appreciate the great door that the Lord had opened to you. The attitude of the worker is very important in grasping the mission of the Lord and to achieving the things that the Lord had called you to do. The fourth point that we can grasp from this message of Paul to the church of Corinth and to us today is confidence. You know, when he mentioned in verse 9 that when he said that because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. The opposition was a reason for Paul to have the confidence. Paul was confident about the certainty of the nature of his mission to the city of Ephesus. Paul, in spite of the great opposition, this did not shake him and did not make him doubt about the will of God for him to stay at Ephesus. In the same way, you should have the same thought and understanding. Your mission will have its value with such resistance and opposition. If there are people oppose you, against you, troubling you, that should build on you the confidence. As long as you have fruit and you are achieving things, you must have the confidence. The opposition that you are facing today is normal, normal thing. And there are many who oppose me. That many who oppose you should not be a negative factor, should be a positive factor, and have the confidence that you are at the right place. Say to yourself, I am at the right place, and I thank you, Lord, for those who oppose me, because that is a confirmation that you want me to be there, to be here, where you had placed me, to continue preach your word and to teach the message that you want me to teach. We learn more things from Paul. The next point is, Paul realized the need for a plenty fort. What did he say? He said, because a great door for effective work has opened to me. When there was a position in front of Paul, he knew that there is much work need to be done. You should understand, accept that effective and hard work is needed to achieve the victory. There is no evangelism done without effort. Laziness cannot help in evangelism. Evangelism will never be an easy task. It needs hard, programmed, well-planned things. Prepare the message, prepare yourself. But all possibilities. That's what Paul say. Because a great door for effective work. So there's a work need to be done. For you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that he prepared in advance for you to do. The next point that we learn from Paul's attitude, and we can put for us as a principle and strategy in our evangelism, is the spirit to conquer and the foreseen victory. You know, in spite of many Jews and Greeks who oppose him, who oppose Paul, he found in them the target to teach himself and to develop in himself the spirit to overcome in reaching his goal, in reaching their Ephesians. They were Jews and Greeks who opposed him, but he knew that they were Ephesian people. They were people who are under those Jews and Greeks, and he need to reach them. Finally, as we know that the Lord did extraordinary miracles, in addition to what we have read, we know that the story of those Jews who were driving out demons in the name of the Lord that Paul preached, and one day the Lord did miracle, and one of the men who was possessed by demon, the demon jumped on those people, and that man that was possessed, he inflicted on those false teachers you know, some beating. Let's read that, you know. Read that in the book of Acts chapter 19. And I'll read it from verse 13 onward. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon possessed. They would say, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached, I command you to come out." Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Verse 17, when this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. So here, finally, God brought the victory to Paul's ministry. You should behave and act in the same way, that even you are facing resistance, but you are called to reach certain people who are in the need of the gospel. False teachers, witchcraft, false pastors, evildoers will oppose you, but don't quit. You must see the victory. You must understand that God wants you to persevere till the message will be reached to those who need the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, he say, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong." You are at the great door. Opposition should bless you. You need to understand that hard work is needed so that your ministry will bring the fruit that God desires in your life. The message, I do pray, and I believe that God has sent for you. You who hear the message, God wants you to stay where you are, to do the work and to bring the fruit that He desires to see in your ministry. Come to the Lord, let's come to God. Tell Him, "Lord, I thank you for your word that brings encouragement and imparts more understanding of how I serve you and how I evangelize and spread your word in the city that you had placed me in, O Lord." Lord, thank you for the timely message that encouraged me and directed me of how to reach the people in the place that you had put me in. Lord, give me more wisdom. Tell him, "Lord, give me more patience. Give me more diligence to do the needful works that you want me to do, O God." Lord, I ask you to do miracles and wonders to support me as you have supported Paul and his mission in Ephesus, so that they will be, the people will believe that you are the true God and I am your servant. Tell him, "Lord, uphold me with your grace. Help me to stand firm and to persevere till you enable me to do that." I do pray, O God, for every brother and every sister who commit his life and pray from his heart and accept the message and your will to stay where he is. I do pray in the name of Jesus. O Lord, that you uphold him with his grace and you strengthen him and support him. Support her, O Lord, do miracles and work with them till they achieve and accomplish the target that you had placed them in, that place to achieve. O Lord, I pray the message will glorify you, will raise up more workers. Take it, O Lord. Make it reach to those among us who need it, O Lord. Make it reach on time, O God. Lord, thank you, for you are always there to help us, to encourage us, to support us. O Lord, bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, amen and amen.